This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is making it clear that businesses can refuse to serve customers who refuse to wear a mask during the pandemic. The governor signed an executive order today reinforcing their right to do so.
It's fine for businesses across our state to say no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service, if they choose.
Polis says widespread mask wearing is necessary to keep the virus in check and allow the state to continue reopening. The state is launching an ad campaign to encourage wearing masks in public. The family of Devon Bailey, the 19-year-old black man killed by Colorado Springs police last year, has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city and the two officers involved. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Bailey was shot last August after he fled from officers questioning him about a suspected robbery. He was later found to have a handgun in his shorts. The officers who fired on Bailey were cleared of wrongdoing in a grand jury investigation last fall. Still, this new suit is being filed in the wake of national uproar over George Floyd's death. It alleges Bailey's constitutional rights were violated and that he did not pose an immediate threat during the encounter. The lawsuit does not request a specific monetary amount. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio is walking back his comment that he doesn't see any racism or discrimination in the National Football League. The coach now says those comments were wrong. Coming up on the program, the president of the Louisville Urban League talks about the last couple of months before and everything that has happened since the protests in that city. Then, people across the country are having a hard time getting through to unemployment offices. Some of them have turned to social media for advice and workarounds. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, you'll find the latest news from across Colorado, including updates on coronavirus and anti-police brutality demonstrations. And if it's a newsletter you'd like to keep you abreast of what's going on, subscribe to CPR's The Lookout. 75 degrees in Denver, 83 in Colorado Springs, 69 for Vail, 93 in Grand Junction, 96 for Pueblo.